I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf has been in Washington to talk about the war on terror, but his country is also thinking about last year's devastating earthquake. World Vision's John Shank, speaking from Pakistan, says there's been some progress made. Sharing the important message of Christianity isn't overtly possible, but they do communicate
that we love God, and that by being there, actually, we're doing what God in our faith has commanded us to do. This speaks volumes. But in terms of communicating what the gospel is about, we do that with our hands and feet.
Next, there's a plea coming from the Bible League's ministry coordinator in Sri Lanka. Their war-torn nation needs prayer. Despite talk of renewed negotiations, neither the Sri Lankan army nor the Tamil Tiger separatists have put an end to the violence. As the civil war rages, the death toll continues to rise. That's also increasing the risk for aid workers trying to address the humanitarian crisis created by the conflict. Pray for the Bible League's workers as they seek to bring peace through God's word. And it's the one-year anniversary of the enthusiastic dedication of the Asiana New Testament in Papua New Guinea. New Tribes missionary Mike Henderson says the people group took ownership immediately. The believers took their new tool to the general marketplace to read every week in a place where the community gathered.
As a result of that, about 60 have come to the Lord since that time. So that's really been neat to us to see that. Even some of the children of the opposition have become believers, some of their grown children. So it's really been neat to see how God has used his scripture there after we're gone.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is an award-winning film that will help you understand the Middle East situation better. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.